Tuesday by Will Helt, who I did the math on this. He is on pace to have 8 sacks and 20 tackles for loss this year. That would be a very good season.
Sure
I
would.
Think. I'm excited to talk to him about that. How are you, my man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. It's great to have you in person. I know you were with us a couple weeks ago on the phone, but we appreciate you coming in person today. First of all, how are we feeling? Vibes? Like, what's it been like the last couple of days around here?
Yeah, I think it was tough, really disappointing coming off the loss, but I think we feel like we're in a good spot moving forward in terms of, you know, we still have a lot in front of us and just gonna take it week by week and just focus on this week.
One of the things that has – it's bothered me because I'm a logical person, and I like logical stuff, okay? And one of the things that's bothered me is, you know, head coach gets to the microphone today and he says the defense wasn't good enough against Georgia Tech. Defense coordinator Tom Allen gets to the microphone and says defense wasn't good enough against Georgia Tech. That's kind of been the refrain. However, I'm also hearing that giving up 24 points, you should be able to win that game. So I'm curious, as a player, where do you fall on that spectrum? Because it does seem like maybe both things can be true, but that's not as cut and dry as my logical brain would like it to be. Where do you sit on that?
I mean, at the end of the day, we win and lose as a team. And the team didn't perform well enough to win. And obviously I'm a defensive player, so I'm only going to focus on, you know, that side of the ball and what I can control. And I would agree that, you know, we definitely could have done more. At the end of the day, we had a lead going into the fourth quarter or whatever it was. And if they didn't score, they wouldn't have won. So I think it falls on us to, you know, get that done.
How would you assess your play on Saturday individually?
I think I left some out there. Just always striving to be better. I think that there's areas where I need to improve, and just focusing on that this week in practice, and be ready to go on Saturday.
There's so much for ends and nickels and I would say same linebackers, whatever, cornerbacks. There's so much you have to contend with Georgia Tech's run game. Is there a similar challenge when the amount of RPOs and the way that Syracuse gets the ball out quick? Is there a similar challenge with your eyes and your instincts that you're going to have to face this week?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It's definitely a different beast. They're a little bit different schematically, but, yeah, a similar challenge in terms of that aspect.
We actually talked to you about this when we had you on last. Your instinctive ability to almost get a hand on the quick game, the horizontal game, I would imagine that's come up on film. That's got to be – sort of a privilege to know that you've put yourself on film where Syracuse is like, hey, if we're on RPO and that quick out is to Will Helt's side, we may have to hesitate. We may have to know where he is. You take pride in that?
Yeah, I think that'll be important for us this week, especially with the quick game, getting the ball out fast, is just seeing the quarterback and knowing when to get our hands up and just try to affect those plays wherever we can.
What is the – I asked Walker Parks this. I'm curious your thoughts on as well. What is the principal point of growth that you want to see as a defense this week? What is the sort of rallying point that you guys are talking about heading into Syracuse?
The number one thing I want to see is I just want to see us go out there and have fun. I think that we just need to play with the passion for the game and just go out there and fly around and have some fun. And at the end of the day, it's going to take care of itself if we do that.
Has it felt like a little bit of a grind? Like, has it felt like a little bit of a slog in the first three games in some ways because – maybe things are clicking some, but not as well as you would like, and there's not the consistency that you want.
Yeah, I think just because we haven't got the results that we want, maybe some of that. But I think moving forward that we're just going to go out there and let it all on the line and just go play and have fun.
You talked about when we were meeting a couple weeks ago, you talked about how much you just want to win. You just want to win. And they've done a lot of winning around here. Coach Sweeney took us, I called it the unabridged oral history of Clemson football, and it was lengthy, okay? I'm sure you've heard it maybe in a team meeting or two. Walker kind of did the same. Kind of chuckled. But that mentality of like, hey, man, I just want to win the game. Walker sat down and said the same thing. Hey, I just want to win this week. How do you think that helps your teammates who have done a lot of winning and maybe you've got a different perspective on like how important that is?
Yeah, I think that's just the tone of the team right now is just – whatever it takes to win. And I think everybody is going to take a look in the mirror and look at themselves and figure out what they need to do personally. And at the end of the day, that's going to help the team grow.
No doubt about it. Going on the road for the first time, I know that's a challenge. People don't think about it for the defense. The communication aspect and things like that, do you feel like you guys handled that well, being in at least some noise and dealing with sort of – how things can snowball a little bit when the crowd gets behind the opposing offense?
Yeah, I think a little bit of that, but also at times when you're on the road, especially defensively, it can be a little easier just because it's quiet when you're out there.
Yeah.
So communication is a little bit easier. But yeah, I mean, I think you just your energy isn't reliant on the crowd or what's going on, you know, on the exterior. You're just focused on us.
Great stuff. Let me ask you a couple things with Syracuse. What particularly stands out? I know a lot of times Tuesday is more in-depth on the film side, but based on what you know, what stands out about them offensively?
Yeah, they like to spread the ball and get it out fast. So I think for us, like you said, getting our hands up and just, you know, getting to the ball playing with high effort is going to be really important. And then when we get our opportunities, second, third, and long, we're just going to just go ahead and get after them.
I mentioned that you're leading a team in tackles for loss. You're, I think, tied for the lead in sacks, maybe leading outright. I mean, are those numbers, like, are you pleased with how you've been disruptive and you've gotten the offense, the opposing offense, behind the chains in the first three games?
I think I have a lot of room to improve, if I'm being honest. I think that we're just scratching the surface as a defensive line, and I think that you know, we still have a lot to prove moving forward, and I'm excited about the rest of the season.
Great stuff. Will Helt, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week against Syracuse. Looking forward to it.
Appreciate it.